Now look at part 3. You will hear a student called Lucy talking about her first day at university. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words or a number or a date or a time. You now have 20 seconds to look at part 3. You will have 2 minutes to check your answers at the end of this part.
My first day at university was more interesting than I'd expected, although I was pretty nervous when I arrived. The university is huge, and I wasn't completely sure where to go. Luckily, the first person I spoke to was a security guard at the main entrance. He showed me where the student services building was, which was where our new student meeting was taking place. At the meeting, we received lots of information about university life. I was particularly interested in finding out about sports clubs, because I'd like to play basketball while I'm studying. They also told us about the library and the different societies we could join after that. A few of us went looking for somewhere to eat. There are several cafes on campus, but they were extremely busy. In the end, we had lunch at the student restaurant, which was quieter and had quite a good choice of food. In the afternoon, we listened to a talk about student accommodation. I'd already found a place to live, so I wasn't expecting to learn much from it, but some of the information about renting and bills was actually useful. By the end of the day, I was exhausted, but I felt much more comfortable than I had that morning. I'd been worried that it would take weeks to get used to everything, but after just one day, I felt quite confident about finding my way around and meeting people.
Now listen again.
My first day at university was more interesting than I'd expected, although I was pretty nervous when I arrived. The university is huge, and I wasn't completely sure where to go. Luckily, the first person I spoke to was a security guard at the main entrance. He showed me where the student services building was, which was where our new student meeting was taking place. At the meeting, we received lots of information about university life. I was particularly interested in finding out about sports clubs, because I'd like to play basketball while I'm studying. They also told us about the library and the different societies we could join after that. A few of us went looking for somewhere to eat. There are several cafes on campus, but they were extremely busy. In the end, we had lunch at the student restaurant, which was quieter and had quite a good choice of food. In the afternoon, we listened to a talk about student accommodation. I'd already found a place to live, so I wasn't expecting to learn much from it, but some of the information about renting and bills was actually useful. By the end of the day, I was exhausted, but I felt much more comfortable than I had that morning. I'd been worried that it would take weeks to get used to everything, but after just one day, I felt quite confident about finding my way around and meeting people.
That is the end of part 3.